From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. And joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hi, Will.
Hi, Leanne. Welcome back.
Thanks very much. And I just want to thank everybody who sat in for me and everyone who wrote me notes. My younger sister, Kathy Marvel, died over the past few weeks, and we had a wonderful service for her. So it was a reminder to me that rituals are really wonderful things in our lives. And it also reminded me that our puzzle for many is a ritual on Sunday morning. So I think we should get right to it and begin with a reminder of last week's challenge.
Yes, it came from listener Martin Schneider of Jersey City, New Jersey. I said, think of a pair of words that commonly go together. They're part of a larger group, but this pair of words is commonly said together. The first word contains a W sound, without the letter W being in it, and the second word contains a W that is silent. What words are these?
I couldn't figure this out for the life of me, so I have to rely on you. What's the answer?
Well, first of all, I could have sworn there would be only one solution, but there's actually two answers, and the alternative answer, I think, is as good as the intended one. The intended answer is 1-2. One contains a W sound without the W, two contains a W without being pronounced, and actually more solvers sent in the answer question and answer, which also works.
Fabulous. The answer that we picked from the over 900 entries we had from people who solved the puzzle was 1-2, and our randomly selected winner is Shia French, and she joins us from Middleborough, Massachusetts. Hi, Shia.
Hi, Leanne.
Hey, Shia, how old are you?
14.
Wow, congratulations.
Thank you.
What are you doing this summer?
I'm getting ready to start as a freshman at Norfolk County Agricultural High School to study canine science.
Canine science? You want to be a vet?
Or behaviorist dog trainer, yeah.
Wow. Wow, that's a lofty goal you have there. Have you been playing the puzzle a long time? I mean, we've been doing this longer than you've been alive.
My parents have been playing since before I was born, and I remember listening many times.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you're in the position that some people would love to be in and other people would rather not be in, but you get to play today. Are you ready?
I guess.
All right. You sound ready, Shia. So, Will, meet Shia. Let's play.
All right, Shia, every answer today is the name of a musical instrument. See if you can get it from its anagram. For example, if I said mud, M-U-D, plus R, you would rearrange those letters to make drum.
Okay.
All right, number one is rap, R-A-P, plus H.
Harp.
Harp, excellent. Number two is boo, B-O-O, plus E.
Oboe.
Oboe, excellent. But, B-U-T, plus A.
Tuba.
Excellent. Joan, J-O-A-N, plus B, as in boy.
Banjo.
Uh-huh. Fuel, F-U-E-L, plus T, as in Thomas.
I don't know if we'll get this one.
I think you will. I'll give you a hint. It starts with an F.
Flute.
Flute is right. Good. Pain, P-A-I-N, plus O.
Piano.
Piano is right. Oval, O-V-A-L, plus I.
Viola.
Viola is right. Rang, R-A-N-G. Plus O.
Does it start with an O?
Yes, it does. It's an instrument you might hear in church.
Organ.
Organ is right. Cleo, C-L-E-O, plus L. This is an instrument you might put between your legs.
Okay, can you tell me what it starts with?
Yes, the first letter is C.
Okay. Cello.
Cello is right. Good one. Blue, as in the color, B-L-U-E, plus G.
Bugle.
Bugle, excellent. Field, F-I-E-L-D, plus D.
Plus D?
Uh-huh. D as in dog.
Fiddle.
Fiddle. Very good. Their, T-H-E-I-R, plus Z. Maybe this is an instrument you don't know. It's a stringed instrument.
Yeah.
And it, and it starts with a Z.
I don't know if I've heard of this one.
Do you know, Leanne?
Yes. Next time Million Dollar Movie is on the air and The Third Man is on, Shia, watch it because they play the theme with a zither.
Okay.
That's it, zither. Try this one. Tenor, T-E-N-O-R, plus C, as in Charles. This is a brass instrument. And it starts with a C.
Coronet?
Coronet is good. Try this one. Putter, P-U-T-T-E-R, plus M, as in Mary.
Trumpet?
Trumpet, good. Article, A-R-T-I-C-L-E, plus N, as in Nancy. And I give you a hint that starts with a C.
Clarinet?
Clarinet, good. Nominal, N-O-M-I-N-A-L, plus D, as in dog. And I'll give you a hint, this is a string instrument.
Okay.
And the first letter is M.
Mandolin.
Mandolin, excellent. And here's your last one. Chairman, C-H-A-I-R-M-A-N, plus O. And I give you a hint, it's an instrument you would hold up to your mouth and blow into.
Harmonica.
Harmonica. Shia, that was fantastic.
Shia, you're amazing. You were just...
Thank you.
Yeah. Did you notice they were getting longer?
Yes.
Yes. Wonderful job. Wonderful job. And you know what happens. You not only get to have some fun, but for playing our puzzle today, you get a weekend edition lapel pin, the 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe edition from Parker Brothers, the Puzzle Master Presents from Random House Volume 2, Will Shortz's Little Black Book of Sudoku and Black and White Book of Crosswords from St. Martin's Press, and one of Will Shortz's Puzzle Master Decks of Riddles and Challenges from Chronicle Books. And Shia, it's up to you if you want to share them with your parents, okay? All right, tell us what radio station, member station you listen to.
WBUR.
WBUR in Boston, Massachusetts. Shia French from Middleborough, Massachusetts. Good luck in your academic year this year. Good luck in your career. And thanks a lot for playing our puzzle today.
Thank you.
Okay. Now, Will, she was terrific.
That was great.
What's the challenge you have for next week?
Yes, rearrange the letters of nitrogen to get a familiar word everyone knows that did not exist 10 years ago. So again, nitrogen, N-I-T-R-O-G-E-N. Rearrange the letters to get a word everyone knows that did not exist 10 years ago. What is it?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org, and click on the Submit Your Answer link on the Sunday Puzzle page. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline this week is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. We'll call you if you're the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shortz. Will, a treat to be back. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Leanne.